Yes.
Mostly.
Okay. We are on Tes 9 on base. We're up to third line. First we'll tell you about Makos Prushin. That's when one gets smitten by people who have two big Tamid Chachamim. There's a moral in that. But one case of the essay was where they told a woman told the Yisoyimim to try and buy off the woman, the Amona, for a Ksuba. Another case, Chat Talmid Rebbe is also in the Bavli. One student of Rebbe, Hoylo Masayim Zuz, 200 Zuz, Chaser Dinar, lacking a Dinar. Halacha is when you become what's the poverty line in Halacha? 200 Zuz. If you have less than 200 Zuz, you're considered to be poor. If you have 200 Zuz, you're considered to be affluent enough that we can't give you tzedakah. So we have 200 Zuz, minus one dinar. Vav a Rebbe Yoliv Zaki Mei Chad El Plashani Meiser Miskinin. Rebbe was accustomed to give him once every 3 years Meiser Oni. Miskin is Oni, right? So he was giving the Meiser Oni every 3 years, which will make him affluent enough to survive another 3 years, and then he give him a Meiser Oni again. Chazman, 1/3 year came along, because every 3 years he got Meiser Oni. Avne Beit Tamudei Ein Bish. So the other students looked askance at this guy. Umalvin Lane, they gave him a Zeus to give him 200 Zeus. So now he had 200 Zeus. So Amar Lay, so he said to Rebbe, Rebbe Isli Shura, I have a Shura, I can't even take your Meiser Oni anymore. And so Asa by Miskei Meiser, Rebbe wanted to come do Tzla, give him Meiser Oni. He wanted to be Zeicha with him in the mitzvah of Meiser Oni. Hechmat Av Yosef, as he was accustomed to doing, Amar Lay, so he said, Rebbe Isli Shura, I have 200 Zeus, can't take. Amar, so he said, Zeh Makas Prushim Nagubo. This guy was smitten by the Talmid HaChomim, that they made him rich enough, affluent enough, that I can't keep him stuck anymore. Rambam's Talmidim, so he alluded to his students, Va'alinu Nekipilin, they took him into a butcher store, the Chasrinei Charkoret, and they made him pay some money to buy meat, and therefore he was less than 200 Zuz again, V'zochi Mehech Tabiolot, and he gave him money as used in the past.
So it means that shows that the standard for the Svaka level is cash. It's not in kind.
What? It's cash.
Yeah, because you have to go to the butcher shop. Theoretically, it has 200 Zuz worth of things, cash plus in kind.
Right. It has to be wealth of 200 Zuz. Right. In the bank.
Cash, right.
Right. You have to have the 200 Zuz.
Not assets,
right. Because he had meat, right? So which he bought for it. So he would have to... Well, maybe he just ate it right away quickly or something like that. You know, that way he would have lost it. So maybe it's not a riot. Maybe it is also property. But I think that it is actually liquid 200 Zuz. I'm not sure about that. I remember. Anyway, Hosif Olam, they added on bad people to our Mishnah. Besula Tzimonis, a Besula who fasts too much. It's interesting. The Bible, the Girsah is Tzimonis, that she davens too much. But here it's Tzimonis that she fasts too much. It's different meaning. There she davens too much and she davens things which are not suitable to daven. But here it's Mitzayma Ovda Besuleh. She fasts and she loses her Besulim. Because by fasting, I guess, you know, you lose blood. You know, so there, that way you lose your blood Besulim. V'amona Shovivis. Well, Amona who's a gay divorcee, right? She's a little bit mischievous. Who's a good example of this? Chagla, they knew this. I'm one of Chagla the widow. Nasi Shem Bish, who had this bad name in the neighborhood. Now it's interesting. Ma'arechus Aruch, all the way to the bottom of the Gemara, the very bottom. It's a commentary called the Ma'arechus Aruch, and he says that she's, you know, the first payer she gives is the same one I just gave you, that she's not snua, right? The second one he gives is an interesting one. Perush Acher, the second to the last line. Shomer, she says, Chazarti b'tshuva. I did tshuva. Sheini nisei soilam. I'm never going to get married again. Elishalti nafshi koyim echaya la Hashem. She volunteers her entire life to God like a nun, right? Dover sheini chol olamot. She can't withstand that. Ukshiich bar oleh, when it becomes too tough for her, tarim, she'll be treacherous, lachto harbe, and sin a lot. A little bit of aspersions there on nunneries. All right. Says no further.
This is a Lashon Hara that they mentioned.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. I guess she was so bad, you know, that people knew it wasn't a Lashon Hara anymore. You're right. I don't know. We don't know who she is anymore. I don't know. It's a good question. I didn't realize it was bothering me too. V'tinuk shol chadasha. V'tinuk shol chadasha, the two interpretations means... one of them is brought down the Bible, the second is unique for the Ushami. The first one is Rabbi Chag B'Shem Rabbi Simon said, Zeshu Gadol B'Torah. Shlo P'Torah. He's a Gadol in Torah, but he's barely, he's not yet quite old enough as he seems. And therefore, meaning, Shlo Pirko, he's not quite up to snuff, and he mocks people who are older and wiser than he is. So the young Talmid Chacham was brazen. And his mockery of old Talmid Chacham, that's a tinok sho'ol l'chadashav, who goes beyond his months. Another interpretation, I'm Rabbi Yossi, Zeshu ben Teisha, a kid who looks like he's 9 years old, who is 9 years old. Now, 9 years old means he's in his eighth year. He's not yet nine. He's under nine. And but he looks mature, so he looks like he's 12. He has relations any that arise in the Torah. They're going to be died through him because he looks like he's an adult, and therefore they're going to say these are rice or mizane, right? Potter, but he's exempt because he's younger than the age of 13. So therefore this guy is a guy who's a tinok, shol chadoshim, he's too precocious, and it causes other people problems. Okay? So one pshat is about Talmid Chacham, the other is about young lads. Okay? Says Umar, further. Rabbi Shimon, Mishnah further. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shimon says, Eina z'chus toilu b'mayim amorim. Z'chus, even if a woman has merit, it doesn't save her. She dies anyway. Not like previous Mishnah. If you say that if a woman has a schus, it keeps her alive. You dim the value of the water. If you in front of all women who drink, it's going to say, oh, I'll have a schus, so keep me alive. And you bring a bad name on the Torahs who drank, they'll say, they really taught me. And Shatolos them schus, but they had a schus which kept them alive temporarily. Rabbi Omer, yes, has schus to them in my marim. It keeps the women alive. Veni Oledes, she doesn't give birth. Veni Shabachos, but she doesn't, and she doesn't get better. Elimis Navda Valechas, she gradually, deteriorates, good word. Valechas, and goes on, but so she may supposed to be, so eventually she dies of this consumptive disease, whatever would have attacked her in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, this entire sugya is a fascinating sugya you're about to learn, and it's not in the Bavli at all. I'm here until the next Mishnah, totally not in the Bavli. I'm Rabbi Nuna. Rabbi Nuna said, Hamisnav, it's a big chidushim, Hamisnavnim uteris lebeisa. If she, as she's deteriorating, she's allowed to have relations with her husband. It's an amazing thing. Why would that be, right? So the thing is, she didn't die, right? Vasya kador, so the thing is, so what? But if she's deteriorating, it's in the Mishnah that it's a sign that she's a tmeya. It's just that she, that's chus. So I can have relations with her. So it says more, Rabbi Nuna holds Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who's not in our Mishnah, and of course not in the Bavli, who says, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omar, fuel toyer shoshosa. Even if a woman's toyer and she drank, seifa she may sub tachluim roi. She dies also.
Oh my God.
So that was too malicious a laugh.
But defeats the whole purpose of...
Well, you're saying good. Because she put herself in a situation where she's in question. Okay, I knew you wouldn't like this. Anyway, so now, more goes on. We're not finished anywhere. We're never finished with this yet. So it says more. And now, the next more, from here to the Mishnah, almost the Mishnah, all the Mepharshim here go crazy. It's a very complicated Gemara. So, needless to say, whenever in situations like that, I come up with my own shot. And I'm proud to say, happiness is defined, this is in memory of Charles Schultz, happiness is defined as coming up with a new pshat Yerushalmi, which has less gears or changes than anybody who came before you. And in my pshat, in this Yerushalmi, I have just one gears of change, whereas everybody else basically makes, rips apart the Gemara and starts fresh. Okay, I have just one change. And I'm going to read it through, and I think it works out very nicely. Says Gemara, Vim Lodid Moisha. Now, we need to know this. Rabbi Nuna's thing is a tremendous Kiddush. How do we know that she's Mutaris Abbas? Even though she's deteriorating, she's dying. We're allowed to have relations with her. So I tell you, Vim Lodid Moisha Utairai. Says the woman is not Tame, and she's Tar. What does it mean? Either she's tar, or she's not tar. Maybe it's redundant. What's the pasuk telling us, right? We know she's not Tomei, she's Tar. So it's more Zutahira. This one is Tahira. Anytime she survives, she's Tahira. What's a case where she's not Tar? Lo Shabo Lo Aidim She Tmeya. The only time she's Tomei after she drinks is if Aidim come. If Aidim don't come, then she's Taka Tar. Hi. She's Misnav Nevo Leches. So like Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, everybody can be Misnav Nevo Leches. Right? It could happen to even a Kshera. So there, but as long as Aim didn't come, she's to her. Right? Im lo nitma isha. Now, says Gemara further. Okay? So im lo nitma isha to her. If the, this is a another addition to that Rosha. Again, it's redundant. Zu tohera, this is tohar, this woman, but lo shetolos lo schus. But not if you know that she has a schus and that's why she survived. Because then you know she's really tmeya, but she had a schus and that's why she's surviving. So Sesma, the obvious question is, how do we know which one is surviving because of the schus, and how do we know which one is surviving not because of the schus? So it says, Rav Asi command Omer, this last verse is going to go to Mar, that a schus toilet, and here's my one change. This ve'ena I'm going to put in the next line. Rav Asi command Omer, schus toilet, v'nikeret, nikeres. It seems that the Gemara, there was a man Omer, it's machlokas. If a woman has a schus toilet, can I tell she dies differently than a woman who's to make that was tar as dying because of Rav Elazar Rabbi Shimon's concept? Okay, so this actually answers the question of Rav Yimnuna. Rav Yimnuna held, according to this line, the Gemara, that we can tell when a woman's surviving because she's satischus, or a woman's surviving and dying because she was tahar, but any tahar also dies eventually from having drunk in the waters. So like that man Damar, so we say, when do I say, v'hilo nitmo tahorahi, whatever language the puzzle goes. I say any woman who no Adam have come, and I know that she's not surviving because of his chus, because that's nicker, that woman is Torah. Hi, she's dying too, but she's dying innocently, not dying out of guilt. Okay? So it says Mara, okay, that's nice. But what about Kibaram Kimando Amar has chus toilav eno nikers? Again, this is my one change. What about the man who says you can't tell? Then Rabbi Nun is difficult again. How can we allow him to cohabit if I can't tell which woman is surviving because it's chusim, which is not? So how do I know why this woman is surviving, right? Rabbi Yitzchak, says, Kenanu Kayomi. Says, this is how we have to dash in the pasuk. Kishav Enachanami, according to my number, it's chus toil of Enani Keres, we can't allow any woman who deteriorates. And Rabbi Nun's halacha cannot work. Rabbi Nun's law can only work according to the opinion that holds we can tell which woman deteriorates and which woman doesn't. I mean, which woman is deteriorating because is surviving deteriorating because of schus and which is not, and we can allow the woman who's surviving and deteriorating not because of schus but because she's tahira because of that svar of Rabbi Elazar
Rabbi Shimon. Maybe the death method is different for between tahara and tmeya. Tahara is just suddenly drops dead of a heart attack, and the
Tamei
is the one that has a consumption.
But Elazar also says both of them are
the same way.
Maybe. No, you don't see it explicitly. Maybe there's some difference in the process.
No,
could be.
It's
sad to be like
or yeah. Some consumption yeah. Disease or cancer.
Yeah, it could be. Could be there is a difference. But there you're right. There must be some difference. Obviously, according to Mandamar, school style of Nikaris. According to Mandamar, and Nikaris, or what do you say? So Rabbi Yitzchak said, you have to talk to say a different trust in the pasuk. Ken Nikar, what do we do with this pasuk? V'lonit ma'isha tairi. Talk about kshishasas v'lo bat klasamayim. It's about a woman who drank and the water didn't check her. Now Adam come and say she is tmeya. So I might say, they're lying. How do I know they're lying? Because she drank waters and she didn't, and she survived, right? So the pasuk come tells shalot omer edei sheker hein lefichav lo badku asamayim. Don't think these are edei sheker, and that's where the words in sheker. Asamei mecha, the pasuk comes to tell us that there's an isha who's not nitma, but she's not tahara either. There's a woman who's not nitma and is toira. Zuma is not nitma but is not toira. You know why the waters didn't check her? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu knew the Yidin would come. So why should he bother killing her? Let the Yidin be responsible. Right? Or then they might not even kill her because there's no Yidin in Asra. So Kodesh Baruch Hu had Rachmanis on her. He said he's not going to kill her. Let the Yidin come. So that's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. You might have thought if the waters, she drinks waters and she survives. And then Yidin come, we don't believe the Yidin. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu rejects the Yidin. So that's what the Pasuk tells us. No. V'lo nitma utahira. There's some people who are lo nitma and takatar, and some people who are lo nitma, and meaning they weren't checked by the waters, but they're still not tar, meaning Edom come later on. We believe the Edom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't kill her, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that the Edom would come later on. Okay?
No, the Edom don't testify they saw her doing Bia, just that.
No, they saw Bia, Edom.
So didn't she hire Skila?
Only if they give us raw.
So
he's able to give it. No, they saw that she did. Yeah. Says more further, top of your Zion mouth. Am Rabbi Yehuda said, let's get back to this issue. Vasya command Amar Schus Telebani cares. This is a quote, right? We said before the wine, Asya command Amar Schus Telebani cares. Says more Rabbi Yehuda says, Kavaldi Kachat, he says, Lama lo hukra. You know why this man never holds it's not Nikar? Ibnay should tell us Leschus. So Kavaldi thing. He says, Why is the woman who's not nikar, according to Mandamar holds that it's chus toil ein nikaris. That's good for her chus. His chus is that she wasn't embarrassed in public. She'll die eventually too. Man, it'll talk, maybe it'll look like a heart attack, like you said before. This is according to Mandamar, the ein nikaris. They both lie the same way. Her chus was HaKadosh Baruch Hu concealed her guilt. That's what her chus is. Okay? So says Now, that says Gemara, okay, I got a problem. If that's the case, so Lemaisa, how can, if it's not Nikar, getting back to any curse, going to any curse, how can he have relations ever with his wife after she drinks Saita waters? Right? Who knows? Right? He doesn't know whether she's clean or not. Says Gemara, Vinika Ishmeavon, especially because that's the cause of, he's allowed to take chances. And he's free of sin. Shmuel said, "You're right. You taka don't know, right? Because chus toil ain't any keres, and maybe she survived because of his chus, and not because of a not because she's torn. And on the other hand, of course, we have the other mandomer holds it, perhaps even a torah. But oh, I'm sorry, never mind that. Because the other mandomer holds it, it's sneaker. Sorry. So she says more." So what's the pshat? Hi, what about her? She says, oh, I survived. Hi, I was a slut. So what? God kept me alive. I can go back home, right? Is that true? She bears the sin. She knows. He doesn't know. He's exempt from sin. She's chayiv in the sin. Okay?
Can you throw in chazaka here at all?
Yeah, he really has a chazaka, but it's more than a chazaka. It's like haftocha to him. It's a promise, you know. Don't, besides the chazaka, you can see your wife is Taurus and she drank the words of life. But it's haftocha to you, you'll be free of sin, even if it turns out she drops dead later on. Okay, so a very interesting sugya. Again, none of this is in the Bible. This whole sugya, whether it's not, whether it's chus toil nikeres, ain't nikeres, and whether it's she's muteris lebeis afterwards in those circumstances, the Bible just skips the whole thing. Okay, says more further. The Mishnah further. Aloch above. Nitma min chosach lo kitcha b'chi. Now most of the next sugya is also not in the Bible. A little bit of it is, but not most of it is not. Says the Marad, Nidma Samin, Mincha Sach, Lo Kotcha B'Kli. If her Mincha became Tomei before you put it into a Kli Shores, Harei Kekom Nochus, like all Nochus, Vitipar, and can be redeemed.
had eaten, actually, as Mara will say. Once you put it in a vessel, it's like all the vessels which became all other menachas which are put into kli sharis, and it's got to be burnt if some psul occurs. These are the ones where we burn the mincha. So, burn the mincha. Her master many lach, she could see she was tamea. But she brought Adam, she's tamea. Adam came and said she was tamea. But her master any shreita, and if she says she's not drinking before the Megillah is erased. But Shabbala ain't a rotash cross and one where her husband has second thoughts. But Shabbala baderech. Her husband had relations along the way. The Chonasuas the Kohanim, and also all those who are married to Kohanim, their menachos are nisrafos, but in a different way, not exactly the same way as the Resha. Says the Mara further, says the Mara, Tani nitmeis minchos at shelo kitrabikli. We learned that when mincha becomes tome before it's put into a vessel, harekul chol menachos v'tipode, and it can be redeemed, and there's a word missing here, but it should say v'teochel. And it can be eaten as well. That's what it says in the Tosefta. Mishkechili, once it's put into a vessel and consecrated, harek and chomenos, like all menachos which are put into a vessel consecrated, then there's a, instead of a tisaref, it should say, the Shai Teres Yisrael brings on the Tosefta, two bar tsurasa, it's got to wait overnight, the tetsa beis asreif, and then it can be burnt afterwards. Because Allah, the all menach, anything which came to me, once a klisharis, has to become nosar before we burn it. We don't just burn it automatically. We burn it after it becomes nosar. Says the Gemara, now going back to the Mishnah. Homer's Tmeani, she says Tmeani. An interesting Gemara, actually quite interesting. It says, Lo kichata shemesu balehi, is it not, it sounds like even before it was put into a kli, it can be redeemed. Well, before it's put into kli, it's like money which is designated for chatos. Money designated for chatos, even if you achieve kapara some other way, this money has got to be put into Yam HaMelech. Because once it's designated for chatos, just like a chatos dies if you don't need the korban, the money before you bring the korban, if it's designated for the purpose and not necessary for some reason, then you have to throw out the money. So it's a want you have to throw out the mincha. How can you redeem it and eat it, right? Is it not loka chata shemesu balehi? The chata shemesu balehi, chatas, you don't need it because the person who's going to bring it died. Chata shemesu balehi, yechom, also yam melch, the water, the money goes and gets thrown to the Dead Sea because it's not usable. Says more no. And very interesting, you saw it. Dam yelo osham toli. At mincha soitas, like an osham toli, it's not like a chatas. It really isn't chatos. Chatos is mechaper. Mincha soita is a conditional korban, right? So therefore, it's totally different. Says Mar. Well, still, im lo hashem toli, afilu mishakitcher b'kli hashem toli. If you don't need it, once it's placed, you can redeem it. Even if it should be able to redeem it, once it's placed, even once it's placed in kli sharis. Arbor Mammy to Masani until it's it ain't over till it's over, man, Ashram Toli. If you found that you sinned before you sacrificed an Ashram Toli, you can redeem the Ashram Toli. So we have come once it's in the Kali can't redeem it. Arbor Rabbi Masani, the placing the Kli, Damiel Ashram Shenishchat. It's like an Ashram, it's already shechted. That same time we learned already, if once you shecht the Ashram Toli, you found that you sinned, then Hadam Yishofich Babosi Yitzeh Beis Hashreif, you burn the meat, and here too, once you put the shards, it's like after Shechita, and you have to burn it. Okay? Now, here comes the price, but the price is very distorted, actually, in the Gemara. It's much easier if you read it in the Korban Eidah. You look at Korban Eidah, starting from where the lines get wide, count up from there, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines up. Zahachi Garcia. See the Zahachi Garcia? How are you seeing it? Tani.
Regarding the burning of the mincha,
yeah.
Does it matter whether she, according to the machlokas we had yesterday, whether she drinks the water?
If she says tmeani, no, it doesn't matter. Well, it doesn't matter. Once it's a kli sharis, you have to burn it. And it's put in the kli sharis before that, all those things we talked about yesterday.
Even if you drink the person's.
Right. Let's put in the kli sharis before. Tani, need meis minchas at shlo kitcher, meaning for the carbonator. If a mincha became tamei at shlo kitcher b'kli before it's put in the vessel, harei kol menachos, like all menachos at the pot, it can be redeemed and it can be eaten. Mishkitcher b'kli, once it's put into a kli, harei kol menachos, like all menachos at the put into a kli, v'tisaref. That's be burnt. Kadesh or klemets, what if you took the klemets He actually took out the Kohen Mitzvah. They were not able to sacrifice it. Hachemesu, until the husband died. Shemesu, they dropped dead of fright in the Azora. Harek Echob knows, like all menachos, the tisa rape, and it's gotta be burnt. Korev HaKohen Mitzvah, what if you actually sacrificed the Kohen Mitzvah? You put the Kohen Mitzvah on the back, and then somebody dropped dead. You weren't able, and the Kohanim then should get to eat the rest of the mincha, but they didn't get to eat until the guys third dropped dead, the principals. Then it can be eaten. Why is that? Because going back to the Gemara, the two lines below where it says Tani, which is two lines also below where it says Allah Mastis in the Korban Eda, because Shal Sofek Bat Chilasa, the whole Mincha Soita comes in a Sofek, right? At the time that the Kremitz was put in his back, the Sofek was still existing, right? So therefore, Kipros Fake of Ocholah. At that time, it was a valid korban. Therefore, whatever shirayim are left, you can eat afterwards. Okay? Bola edim shitmeif. Edim came that she's tomei. Bankach minchos asura. No matter what, the mincha is asur. So says the Gemara, mau bankach. What does mean, ben, no matter what? Ben shakamats, ben shalo kamats. Regardless of whether the kmitz already occurred, regardless of already the akhtar occurred or not, Adim eliminate the need for the mincha soita, right? Because the whole concept of soita is because of the suffix. Doubt. The Adim undermine that suffix. So therefore, if Adim come, the mincha is invalidated, no matter what stage you are at. According to this mandamer, even after kmitza, it's invalidated.
It's not
Rashi Tolli. It's not Rashi Tolli, right. That's what he says. Says Mar, no, not that much, says Rabbi Yehuda. Mar, Bein Shekomet and Bein Shelo Komet, it's true, whether even before or after Kmitza, and B'Shelo Hikdir, and also if he didn't yet put the Kmitza on his back. But if the Eidim came, I'll believe Hikdir, if you already put the Kmitza on the Mizbeach, you can't say the Eidim Pasul the Mincha after that, because then at the time of the Kmitza, the Mincha was still valid. So then the Shirayim can be in, even if her Eidim come before he gets to eat the Shirayim.
If the Edom come, there's no Hashra.
No, because it was not wasn't Shrege, it was Mazid.
So what is she?
No, she gets divorced without a Ksuva. That's all. Times you looked over there. Shimon Omer, Minchas Choyte, Shokwanim, Nikmetzes. The Kohen brings a Minchas Choyte, because he sinned. And he put both on the Mizbeach, the Kohenetz and the Shirayim. Because Minchas Kohen can't be eaten, it's got to be burnt. Says, now Rabbanan argue, even though they're not brought down here. Rabbanan hold you, don't do Kmitza, just put the whole Mincha on the Mizbeach. Ushneim Mikro Echadarshim, they both learn the same passage. Says, Vaisel HaKohen Kamincha. It says that the Mincha of a Kohen, when he sins, should be like his mincha when he volunteers a mincha. And there it says it should be called just put the whole thing on top of his back as is without kmita. Avzu krevo kol, so to this one, the whole thing on his back as is. No. It means differently. It says, Harei Asiris Eifa Shal Kohen, Kasiris Eifa Shal Yisrael. It means, Vaisa Kohen Kamincha, not like his mincha, but like a Yisrael's mincha. Right? What's that? His tenth of an Eifa, which is a measure of mincha, should be like Yisrael's. Masiris Eifa Shal Yisrael, Nikmet says, just like there there's Kmitza by a regular Jew, Avzun Nikmet says, so too by here there's Kmitza as well. Ay, Mazun Echelz, Avzun Echelz, let them both be eaten. No. The mincha coin has to be completely put on his back. It may not be eaten. So it says, so therefore, you can't eat it, and that's why I put the comets on the mizbeach and the shirayim on the mizbeach separate. Okay, it's late. We'll stop here. At least we go, Baruch Hashem, we did one block tonight, and we'll pick up with this tomorrow, and again, tomorrow it's quite interesting one. Okay, continue with it. Yesterday, tomorrow, according to Rabbi Shimon, when you have a Minchas Kohen, this specific one, the Minchas, the wife of a Kohen is Sota,
and you bring this korban first, so you put the shirayim on the mizbech and the komets on the mizbech. You could put the komets on the mizbech and also the shirayim on the mizbech too. Both of them go on the mizbech. So it says more, ilin shirayim mishumayim boin. This is the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th line down. Ilin shirayim mishumayim boin. When you put them on the mizbech, with what intent do you put them on the mizbech? Is it because do you have the same kavana as the komets, or you have kavana of shirayim? It's an interesting question. What's the difference? Well, I'm just going to say, ain't that mishum komets? If the shirayim have the same status as the komets, because you put it on top of the mizbeach, ain't an osam balaylo. You can't put them at night. It's analogous to a carbon of an animal. If you sprinkle the blood during the day, you can put the limbs and fats on the mizbeach during the night. So here, if the shirayim is analogous to the limbs and fats of a korban, then you can put it on at night. But if it's analogous to the dam, then you can only put it on during the day. So the komets is like the dam, and that for sure can only be done during the day. The question is, what is the shirayim analogous to? Okay. Right, but that's by a regular mincha, by a mincha's kohen, so everything is going on top of the mizbeach, right? So that's our question. If everything is going on top of the mizbeach, is it that everything now becomes komets, or is it like komets and shirayim? Okay, by blood, you can tell the difference between the blood and the korban, but here you can't tell the difference. It's only quantitative, not qualitative. It's going to the same place. So that's why the Gemara has a question about it, right? So it says, again, ain't there mishum komets, if it's has it says codes, ain't nothing but you can't put it at night. Bein nothing lachar misa, also after death. If the wife drops dead or the husband drops dead, you can't put the komets at that, you can't put the shrine on the mizbech anymore. Also, in terms of our favorite topic, pigul. You cannot, the halacha of pigul is, you have to think while you're doing one of the avodos to eat or put on top of the mizbeach the limbs or the fats or at the wrong time in the wrong place. It's called, you have to think about one of the mutorim, one of the things which become mutor. While you're doing the matirim, you're thinking about that which is going to become mutter, right? So why are you doing this? One of the four avodas by a regular korban, or the kmit, doing the kmita by a mincha, you're thinking about what you're going to, when you're going to eat, or the shirayim, or the chaz of a shok, or when you're going to put the murim on top of the mizbeach. If you're going to do it in the wrong time or the wrong place. So if you're going to say that the komets, that the shirayim is like the komets, then you cannot make pigul by thinking about putting the shirayim on top of the mizbeach at the wrong time or wrong place. But if you're going to say the shirayim is independent, right, it's not part of the komets, so then you can achieve pigul by thinking about the shirayim, because the shirayim then become a mutter. They're not a matir, they're a mutter, right? So that's what it says. So in Tamar, in Tamar Shun Komets, Ein Nosa B'Lai, you can't put them at night, Vein Nosa L'Chamis, nor after death. Veinim Chashiv Lem, and you cannot have Machshavis Pigo for them. In Tamar Shun Shraim, if they are considered to be Shraim, Nosa B'Lai, you could put them on at night, just like you can put the limbs and fats of Korban on at night. Vein Nosa L'Chamis, you can put them at night. Okay? Now, says the Gemara, Take, Mau Shi Chashiv Lem. What is the status? Can you think about them? What's the status? So it says, let's start from here. No, let's think about them vis-a-vis Pigo. The Klemetz is sacrificed by itself. Vashirayim is parashim gabi deshen. Shirayim is scattered on the deshen, on the ashes. Now this is Rabbi Lezer bir Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is one that says komets by itself and shirayim by itself are put in the mizbeach. Rabbi Lozer, his son, said he put the komets on the mizbeach, and the shirayim he put on the deshen. Now, there are two deshens in the Beis HaMikdash. One is the deshen on top of the mizbeach, and the other is the deshen where they take the ashes off to on a way station on the way to carting them out of the Har HaBayis, which is on the floor of the Azorah.
Which was
the Trumas Desh? The Trumas Desh is taken from the top of the Zech and put on the Deshin on the floor.
Okay.
Okay, until you cart it out.
So
the tabor is in the middle. The tabor is where you take the Trumas Edeshin from. It's a mound of ashes on the top of the Mizbeach. That's called the tapuach. So it says, which dash are we talking about? The tapuach adeshin, right on top of his back. We're talking about the deshin on the floor. If it's talking about the deshin on top, meaning the tapuach adeshin, as you said, kfar omar Rabbi Shimon. That's what Rabbi Shimon's father said. So there's no qualitative difference between him and Rabbi Shimon, because that's the top of his back. And the main way in the deshon shemalon, if Rabbi Shimon must not be talking about the deshon on top of his back, today we learn the deshon shemata, rather must be talking about the deshon below, on the bottom of the base, on the floor of the Azor. Hodomara, this teaches us. Now, what's teaching us? That which Rabbi Yochanan said, that according to the Rabbi Shimon, it's interesting what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said, if you say he's putting on the tapuach hadeshon, then that's the same thing as his father, Rabbi Shimon. But that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. So therefore, he must be talking about putting on the deshon down on the floor of Azor. But wait a minute, says the Gemara. That means Rabbi Yochanan holds that the shiraim of this korban, according to Rabbi Shimon, they don't go on the ma'arocha itself. They don't go on the actual, pyre of flames on top of the mizbeach. They go on the tapuach hadeshon. Rabbi Yochanan said, according to Rabbi Shimon, the father goes on the tapuach hadeshon. But if Rabbi Shimon, the son, says it goes on the deshon, it's going on the floor, because otherwise he's not arguing on his father. So it must be that the father holds it. It doesn't go on the ma'arocha, it doesn't go on the pyre on top of the mizbeach, but it goes on the tapuach hadeshon on top of the mizbeach, right? So if that's what his father holds, so says Mar, Midaka Adamra teaches us that Nelson Balila, that means it's not part of the, because it's not the same as the koimetz. Because it was like the koimetz, you wouldn't put it on the tapuach hadeshen, you put it on the actual ma'arocha, right? So it teaches us that Nelson Balila, it teaches us that the shiraim are an independent unit. And therefore you can put them on top of, put them on the mizbech at night. Nelson Achmisa, put it on top of the mizbech after the death of the husband or the wife, umechashiv lohen, and they may be thought of and can create people thereby. Rabbi Yitzhak said, not true. You cannot have machshava for them in order to create pigul, because they were never a mutar. They were never rendered suitable, not for a person to eat, nor for the mizbech to eat. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Bar Bar Memel, now it's not clear exactly. Rabbi Bar Bar Memel, boy. Rabbi Bar Memel asked, "Hach Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon, Shitas Aviv or Shitas Chachamim? How is he going? I understand. It's a rhetorical question. He's going to expand on it. Is he going like his father Rabbi Shimon, or is he going like Chachamim? Ain't a Shitas Aviv. It's like his father. You could have Lamalon. Then put it on top, right? Put it on top of his bech." Not on the dish and on the floor, but on top of his mech, if he goes like his father. If he doesn't like his father, in Meshitas Chachamim, Loik Motzvah Chachamim, you don't do kmitz at all on Minchas Kohen. You just dump the whole thing lock, stock, and barrel on the mizbech. You don't do kmitz at all. He holds you do kmitz, but you don't put on top of his mech, but rather than dish on the floor. Schizophrenic. What does he hold like? So it says, Gemara Meshitas Avivu. He's going like his father. He's really like his father, except that he has one caveat, which Gemara is going to bring up momentarily. Rabbi Shimon Omer, what did Rabbi Shimon hold? He says, Harei Asiris, the father. What did he hold? Harei Asiris Eifo Shel Kohen, the mincha of the Kohen, because the tenth measure, which is the measure of mincha, Asiris Eifo Shel Yisrael is like the tenth, is like the mincha of Yisrael. Ma Asiris Eifo Shel Yisrael Nikmetzes, just like the mincha of Yisrael, gets kmitza, avzuni kmitza, so to this one gets kmitza. If that's the case, he mazune echelas of zune echelas, so maybe just like the Kohen eats the mincha brought by Israel, so maybe to a Kohen can eat the mincha of a Kohen. So Lomar, that's what the Pazuk says, v'chol minchas Kohen kolil siyeh lo se'achel. It says every mincha of a Kohen should be completely consumed, right, and not eaten. So says the Gemara,
Usahei Kalil. Now, if that's the case, let's say like Rabbanan. That's completely burnt up. How come Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon both argue when you say you don't burn it all together on top of Mizrach, and the first you do Kmita and then you do Shirayim? And according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, not only do you do Shirayim separately, but Shirayim is not even put on top of the Mizbeach, right? It's put down on the ground, you know, on the top, on the desh on the ground. So says the Gemara, this should be a lamin here instead of a vav. Lulo se'achel hikashti. It says, komichas kohen kolil, komichas kohen, it says, kolil tiyeh lo se'achel. Should be complete kolil and not eaten. So it says more, lulo se'achel hikashti, it's not consumed. Lo hikashti el kolil toktar, but not that it's completely put on top of the zbech. In other words, it's got to be but not eaten.
It's not eaten, but it can be disposed of in different ways.
Right, and that's what Rabbi Elazar Shimon holds, it's disposed of on the floor. By the way, you had 2 blot this morning.
I didn't.
Okay.
I'm behind.
We're catching up. The goal is to get up to pay Dalit by next Tuesday. Next Wednesday, excuse me.
Is that when you want school ends?
Yeah. We want to be Messiah with the rest of the world, the Art Scroll
volume 2. The Art Scroll?
Yes. Well, I don't know if we'll actually achieve that goal.
Very glaring mistake in one of the footnotes, volume 2.
I'm not recovering you, actually. Rabbi Elazar B'Shimon, B'Shon HaKlei Etzibo. Rabbi saw the opinion of Rabbi Elazar B'Shimon and said something similar. What that is, we don't know yet. We'll see in a minute. Says more, right? Bobar claim, boikum Rabbi Yossi. I don't know, made in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Lumli Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Have you looked Rabbi Shimon the Avi? Why do you say, why do you know, how do you know Rabbi's going like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon? Maybe he's going like Rabbi Shimon the father. Says Amara, Armalese said, equal, Barosh Hamiz Beyach. If he held like, if he held like Rabbi Elazar, like Rabbi Shimon, the truth is, you know, the Mishnah. I really should show you the Mishnah because otherwise it's just confusing. In the next Mishnah, Halacha Zayin, it says top next page. Ba'asol Shnisus Akoyim Minchosin Nisrefes. So they want to say that's going like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. I don't think this is in the Bible either. They want to say that's tafka like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Because the language of Nisrefes. Because Rabbi Shimon holds that the mincha of a Kohen, the Komet Shirayim both go on top of the Mizbeach. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds the Komet goes on the Mizbeach, the Shirayim goes on the Deshen, on the floor of the Azorah. For that, it is suitable to say a language of Nisrefes. Nisrefes means burnt up. It was put on top of the Mizbeach, like Rabbi Shimon the father holds, so it shouldn't say Nisrefes, but rather Necheles, or Nikreves, because that's the language used on top of the Mizbeach. So that's why they say this next Mishnah is going like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, and not like Rabbi Shimon himself. Okay? Says that's what he says in the fifth line from the bottom here. I'm like, Iku Barosh HaMizbeach, Vein Srefa Barosh HaMizbeach. If you put it, that is that we use a lotion of equal consumption, not Srefa. Says Maris Rabbi Khanikum Raymon Rabbi Khanina asked Rabbi Mon about time Rabbi Khiu Poli. Does Rabbi Khiu have a price which you are the Rabbi Shimon? He says which it says Likori called the Mincha brought by the wife of a Kohen. As who's the soul to Likori can't be sacrificed whole, right? Any Kohen they should foster Shalisha. Because the woman's in a partner. You can't eat it either. I mean, they should fulfill shalish because of the partnership of the man, right? So the isha is not like her husband. She can right bring a regular mincha. The man is not like his wife, and he cannot bring a regular mincha because he's a kohen. So what do you do? Therefore, although the brisa doesn't finish here. But the assumption is, since you can't do kolil and you can't eat it, so it must be that the shirayim are and the comets are both by themselves. The carbon eta brings it down on the bottom line here. If you take a look at the last line, carbon eta says, you see that you put both craving. What's the language of craving mean? That means on top of the mizbech. So Rabbi Chia is going in clearly Rabbi Shimon, because he says they're both craving on the mizbech. Now one is korev and one is nisra, but both are craving. So here we see Rabbi Chia holds like Rabbi Shimon the father. So it's more big deal. So he said Rabbi Ruah Daitosh Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Chia Ruba, Raat Daitos, Rabbi Shimon Avi. Rabbi holds like Rabbi Chia, like Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Chia holds like Rabbi Shimon. They don't have to agree; they can disagree. So they disagree. What's the big deal? Okay, and that's the Gemara's conclusion. Now, most of the next halacha in the Bavli is also not new. Shall we? Basi Soshni is the Kohen. A Basi Sosh marries a Kohen. Michasin is Revis. The minchah is burnt, as we just learned, and that's like Reb Lezer of Shimon, not that's burnt on top of the mizbeach, but rather the shrine are burnt on the ground.
It's not really burnt, it's just put in a pile of ashes.
Well, the assumption the ashes are hot and they'll burn up. Okay? Ubatzkoin, she says Yisrael, Batzkoin, who marries Yisrael. Minchosa Nechelis, the minchah is eaten, even though she's a Batzkoin, but she's married Yisrael, so it doesn't count. Ma ben koin le kohenis. What's the difference between a Kohen and a Kohenis? So, besides the difference you just mentioned, says Gemara, I'm glad you asked. The mincha is Kohenis Necheles. The mincha of a Kohenis, a woman who's a Bas Kohen, can be eaten. The mincha is Kohen. The mincha of a Kohen, Eina Necheles, cannot be eaten. Kohenis Mischalos, if a Kohenis has relations with somebody who's forbidden to her, then she becomes defrocked. Vein Kohen Mischal, Kohen never can become defrocked. Kohen Melch, Kohenis Mitam Mesu, Kohenis can go to Levayas. Vein Kohen Mitam Mesu, Kohen cannot go to Levayas. Kohen Ochel, Kochi Kochi, Kohen can eat Chatos and Oshomos, which are higher than regular Kabanas of Shlamin. Vein Kohenis Ochel, Kochi Kochi, Kohenis over is no better than Yisrael, she can't eat Kochi Kochi. Ma Vein Kohen Kohenis, what's between a Kohen and Kohenis? Minchas Kohenis Necheles, Minchas Kohen Eder Necheles. The Mincha of a Kohen is eaten, and Minchas Kohenis is not eaten. Right? I'll skip the line. I went backwards. Minchas Kohenis Necheles, Minchas Kohen Eder Necheles. You'll see, how do we know that? V'chol Minchas Kohen, or every Mincha of a Kohen, Kolil Tiyat should be completely consumed, Lo Siachel. It says Kohen, Lo Kohenis. Revo Bokum Revishim and Lokish. 1 second, if that's the case, what do you do with this person? Well, Ksiva says, you can nevish, kin and kaspo. So if a Kohen buys an Eved, the Eved can eat Truma. So, it's only if a Kohen buys an Eved. What about if a Kohenis buys an Eved? Can Kohenis's Eved not eat Truma? It sounds like there's Kohen in that person. Does it come to exclude Kohenis? And a Kohenis buys an Eved, can eat Truma? Says, Marmato Kohen velo Kohenis. Says more attacking. Mike, do well. It's true. Obviously, from this we learn out that Kohen is generic, and Kohen also includes Kohenis generally. So, therefore, how do we know that the mincha only the mincha of a Kohen is ena nikmetes? Is that you don't do kmita? How do we know the mincha of a Kohenis you do kmita? In other words, once we say that Kohen always means Kohen and Kohenis. Because otherwise, would an avid of a Kohenis not be able to eat Truma? So how do we know that a mincha of a Kohen is not nikmat, whereas the mincha of a Kohenis is? Says I'll tell you. Because in the Parsha it says that the mincha of a Kohen is special. It says v'kohen haMashiach tachto av mibarak. It speaks about the anointed Kohen. What does anointed Kohen mean? It's Shebno Oimei Tachtov, the one whose son can stand in his place. Yotzezu She'em Beno Oimei Tachtea, as opposed to a mother whose son does not stand in her place, right? Because her son might not be a Kohen if she married a Yisrael. So the bottom line is, we say, since the parasha we're just talking about, the Kohen's mincha being completely burnt, it's talking specifically about a person who
a person who was in the parsha bequeathing his priestly status or his priestly conduct to his children. Therefore, it doesn't apply to a woman kohenes. Okay? Her son would not have sent his place. Kohenes mischalelus. A kohenes is defiled when with by forbidden relations. Then kohen mischalelus. A kohen marries a divorcee. She's in trouble, not him. Because here it says lo yichalel zaroba amav. He doesn't desecrate his he says even if he marries a woman who's also to him, a Kohen shouldn't marry a woman who's also to him because he shouldn't defile his Zera. He shouldn't defile his kids, right? So it says more, Eliyahu Zera Shemizchao. So that means that his kids are not defiled. He Atzma, that his kids are defiled. Sorry. Lo Yizchao Zera Lamab. He shouldn't cause his kids to be defiled, which means his kids can be defiled. So this is he, kids can be defiled. Who atzma, mina, how we know that he himself can be defiled? I can't read this one. He atzma, mina, she herself, how could she be defiled? Says, leichalel zahro. Go ahead and marry somebody who's possible, nor not to defile his kids. Okay, so we know his kids are possible. How come, but how do we know that she's possible? Not making sense?
No, it's choppy.
It's only choppy because I didn't punctuate it properly. It's giving from the kids to the mother.
Yeah, but what about him?
Him?
He
needs a pasuk. He never speaks about him. When it speaks about chalol, it never speaks about him. That's the assumption here, right? How do we know in that case that she herself becomes no good? The dinu, it's a kavachomer. Umay mazera shelo of our avera. If the kids who didn't commit an avera are in mischalel, the kids get mocholo because of the iniquities of their fathers. Yish of avera, yish she that she transgressed an avera. Eno did she mischalel not kavachomer that she becomes a cholo? Says well, not necessarily. He who atzmo yochiach, he himself should disprove that. Shav avera, the kohen transgressed avera made him a schal. He doesn't become a cholo, right? So I know that she, the mother, becomes a cholo, right? No.
Once avera is she's having a relations with someone that she
with him.
Oh, it's, I thought it's two.
Takes two to tango, right?
So she's a
Kohen and he's a Grusha. He's a Kohen, she's a Grusha, right? Okay. So
she's a Grusha, she's also to a Kohen anyway.
And a Chanam, but she's Mischalo by doing that. She can never go back then to eat Truma again.
Oh, she's a
Bas.
She's a
Bas Kohen. Right, she's a Bas Kohen, right. Okay. Who actually yichiyashav aver v'ena mischal? So there's one side. He himself to commit the aver doesn't get mischal. Why should his wife get mischal else? So there's more loyim amat to be shen mischal. The reason why we wouldn't say ish is mischal, because loyim I'm skipping middle. So start middle sounds good. Loyim amat ish ena mischal b'chol makom. A man might not become a chol because he's never mischal. There's no such thing as a man being mischal. There's no precedent. All over the place, she becomes a dor zoyna, right? A woman's definition is that she's susceptible to chalolos. So therefore, here too, she becomes a chalolo. So she becomes chol all over. If kids become chol, she certainly should become chol. So the man of chol loymar, what do you want to say? Lo yichal, lo yichalel. It says lo yichalel, right? It could have said lo yachel, right? So it teaches us af misha kosher mischalo. I goofed because I didn't tell you the carbon eight ahead of time. Therefore, this gemara doesn't make any sense. The carbon explains in manav shkol lomer. The gemara is asking intends to ask a question. It's intends to preclude a question. You could have asked that
Maybe the kids are possible because they were conceived in Avera.
Right. But maybe the woman means kosher because she was never conceived illegitimately.
She had illicit relations, but she was never conceived illegitimately. How do you know that she becomes a chalola? You want to say kavachomer. If the kids become chalolim, then she herself becomes a chalola. Right? Because the progeny suddenly, maybe not. Maybe the kids become chalolim because they're born into chaloluskite. But she was not born into chaloluskite. Maybe she doesn't become a chalola.
She becomes a chalola once she has...
Maybe not.
With the...
Who says? It says Leichel Zaro. Doesn't say anything about her.
You said it takes two to tango.
Yeah, but that's us trying to figure it out. Maybe we're wrong. Maybe it takes two to tango, but maybe that's not the pre... Not, bear in mind, he doesn't become Tomei. Maybe the issue is only somebody who's born a CFB, a Chola for birth, not a... BC, you know, Baal Chol, you know, I don't know, Baal Chol, somebody who's, who becomes Chol or Chalola later on. How do we know that? How do we know a person who becomes Chalola later on becomes Chalola? So it says,
give me 1 second.
Right, as it says, extra lamed. I'm Misha Kosher Mitzchal, even someone who's already kosher can become a chol afterwards.
Is there such a word,
Yeah. Sure, do not make profane. Yeah. A chol is also profane. Says, Mariah, but those are a koenet, Mitamil Mason. The koenet, shifting gears here, a koenet can be Mitamil Mason. And since the Koyas can be Tommy Mason, we have this Zionistic Gemara, which is not in the Babli here either. Rabbi Dosim Malchior. Don't forget that Yerushalayim is not so Zionistic. The end of Ksuvus, they argue in the famous Mishnah about everybody can coerce Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. Right? They all sound so simple. But here there is the Zionistic Gemara. Rabbi Dosim Malchior. And Rabbi Yaakov Shem Lezer said, Kohenes Muteris Letzeis L'chutz L'aretz. A Kohen! Even if he wants a green card, he can't go to Chutz Laretz. Why can't he go to Chutz Laretz?
Tomei,
right, to Maser Tomei. But a Kohenetz can go my time, or why? Because, and more the Kohenim, tell the Kohenim not to become Tomei. Law Kohenetz, the Kohenetz is allowed to become Tomei. So there's more, wait a minute. The Lokain, Manonomen. If not for this Pasuk, what would we have said? However, be cloud Xero Lo Tetze. Would we have said that she's involved in the this is actually not a question, it's a statement. In the statement that it says Loke Mano Armin, if not for this pasuk, Moral Kani Velo Kohenes, would have said Holy of the Hidnik Bichlau Gzeiros, and she was included in the decree Lo Tetze, she should not go out. To Chutz Laretz. With David Cloud Xera Velote, well, maybe she's talking good in the Xera. Im Oymar Kane, no, you can't say it. Im Oymar Kane, if you say that, Im Tseis Marche Parshas Tumos. If you say that, you're going to push off the Parshas Tumos. Where is there? No, we're going to Chutz Laretz here.
Yeah, but it's the same thing.
Yeah, so why don't we parenter going to Chutz Laretz Nake? Because it says, because you push out the third Torah of Tumah. Because people would say, I'm confused now.
quoting the pasuk Emor al Kohanim or al Kohanos.
Yeah. This is the rest of the Rabbana, though. No, this is the Rabbana. It's really about kind of chutz lords. Imar Mekanim says Malka Parshas Tmeh.
Yeah, because the Karbonetics.
How you Malka Parshas Tmeh? This is the issue of the Rabbana, it's not the Raisas.
But it has to be, the problem is the Russian apostle. Morakal Kohanim B'nei Aron. B'nei Aron means B'nei Velo B'nos. So therefore, it explicitly would exclude, just from the verbiage here, it would explicitly exclude a Kohanis, whether she is not prevented from going out to Chutz La'aretz.
No, you skipped a step. You're saying good, but you skipped a step. Or could be just I'm trying to assert my ownership of this.
But I just, free.
No. I think that if we make the Gzeirah Rabbanan more chomer than the Gzeirah D'oraisa, would undermine the D'oraisa. It would say a Kohanis can't go to Chutz La'aretz. But at the same time, she can go to Levi's in Eretz Yisrael. That's cockamamie. Something would have to give somewhere.
That's true.
That's the issue. So if you're going to make the Gzeirah, she can't go to Chutz La'aretz, even though she can go to Levi's, because it says in Parshas Tumos, and Mor HaKohanim below HaKohanos, something would be askew. It would undermine the entire halachic structure. And obviously Chazal, they want to ask for Kohanis to go to Levi's. You know, that would have also misfired. That part. So that's what you were basically saying.
Because the Korbanet didn't say that, but obviously that's the missing part.
Right, that's the missing part, right. Okay? So that's what it means. In case it's Marcha Parshas Tmeis, because it's going to come out that the Rabbana would be more common than the Raisa, and that's an intolerable. Okay, very good. Koin Elcha Bekotchi Kotchi Man Koenis Ochels Bekotchi Kotchi. A Koin Eats Kotchi Kotchi Mekoenis Kani Kotchi Kotchi. The Chsivit says, Ko Zachar Bekonim Yochlen, only males can eat it. Okay. Next mission. Ma ben ish le isha. What's the difference? What difference is between man and woman? Besides the differences in the organs. Aish porei o porei. Talking about halacha differences. A man, all the halacha differences between men and women are in this Mishnah. Aish porei o porei. If he's a mitzora, he's got to grow a mustache and he's got to rip his clothes. Woman does neither. Okay? Fainish or paras ben paramis. Aish ma'as ben omenah is a very obscure halacha. It only comes up a couple of times in Shas. A man can require his son to be a nazir. Nazir, a woman cannot. Okay? Another obscure halacha. If his father was a nazir and he's a nazir and his father dies, he can use the karbanos his father set apart for himself when he comes to break his nazirus. Okay? A daughter cannot do that. Ish Makash is Bito, a man can marry off his daughter. Vaina Ish Makash is Bito, a woman cannot marry off her daughter. Ish Makash is Bito, a man can sell his daughter to be a slave. Vaina Ish Makash is Bito, not a wife. Ish can't, not a mother, she can't sell her daughter. Ish Niskal Arum, a man is stone naked. Vaina Ish Niskal Arum, she's not stone naked. Ish Nitla, a man is hung after he's stone. Vaina Ish Nitla, a woman is not. So a man is sold in slavery if he steals. So a woman is not sold into slavery if she steals. Okay? It says an ish becomes a mitzayra. And Elish, I only know a man ish marry another woman becomes a mitzayra. Tamlam because says tzorua, and tzorua means a leper. Ben Ish, Ben Isha, and even Ben Cotton. So if that's the case, why did it say man? In terms of what it says below, like we said in Mishnah, a man grows a mustache and rips his clothes, and a woman does not. Okay.
a man can make a son an oath.
Just use the example of Miriam. She'd be hearing it somewhere.
Well, I don't know. I'd not be halachic there.
Because
she was real. I don't even know if it was real to Ross. It says Mitzaras Kashelli, yeah, but it's a spiritual Tzaras, so I don't know if we can learn from there. So Maisa Nisim, you know, a whole bunch of reasons we couldn't learn from there. But your question is a good question. Says more further, Haish Matthew Magaish Magalech, a man can make a son Nazir, and a man can shave on the base of the Karbonis is far left over. Rabbi Yochanan and B'Shem Rabbi Meir said, Eslim V'Abba Dvorim, the 24 things, Mikluy Beishamay, Mikhumri Beisilo. Where Beis Shammai is Mekel and Beis Hillel is Machmer. V'zeh Echol Mehem, the following is one of them. Beis Shammai, Rami, Mehem, Eish Ma'adis, B'no B'Nozir. So far, can I make his kid as Nozir? Okay, so Rami, Eish Ma'adis, B'no B'Nozir, he can. Period. Eish Ma'adis, B'Tol, Sakit, sell his daughter. The Chesiv, it says, V'chim, Chorich, B'Tol, Amo, he sell his daughter for slavery. Eish Ma'adis, B'Tol, he married his daughter. The Chesiv, it says, B'Ti, no, Sati, Yishra, say, I gave this man to this woman, my wife, my daughter, to this man. Faiz Lisha has a wife, Vesna, and he hated her. Haish Niskalorum, a man is stoned naked. Venish Niskalorum, not a woman to see so count them? Who scout them? Oh, so, stone him. Him, we tarshin, for looks who so, don't stone his clothes. He's gotta be naked. He'll have to wear a loincloth. So says Gemore, Meatam says case, it says, who scout them? I skipped that line, sorry. Chagai Boykum Rabbi Yossi that says, Voxiv, Uskaltem, Oysom Bavonim, which is both the man and the woman. Mata, Oysom Velos Tusom, they should both not have the clothes on. So your drusha is incorrect. Maikadun, what is the dropper drusha? None. It's a svore. Ishai Deshai Nibulo Maruba. A man, if he's uncovered when he falls, is not so terrible. We used to see more naked men. So therefore, as a fichah niskarom, that's he's stone naked in order to make death quicker for him. Avali isha, but a woman, aideisha nivula meruba. It's not nice. She splatters. She looks bad. So therefore, as a result of that, the fichah aiden niskaros home, which is not still stone naked. A man is hung and a woman is not to see if I slew oh so this hang him below so not her. A man is stolen is sold for slavery if he stole. Sorry. It says that he stole for Aishnim Kar Bignevo Vlobikfelo. Now, actually, it's not really a difference between man and woman, although that's true, but now we're getting into other differences. Not for his for his double portion. He sold for, Ganev has to pay double. So he's only sold up to the amount of his single payment, not for his kefal. B'gnevel of his imav is an eight zoymim who testified somebody stole, he's not sold into slavery. B'gnevo in his staff, Anonym carbonation, he can't be sold twice. Even though in one 6-year period it might not make up all the money which he stole, but nevertheless it can only be sold for a 6-year period. Says the Gemara, Veil of Dami. There is no, after he goes free, the slave, he doesn't have to pay anything. Miato asks the Gemara, that's the case with Starshan Moore. Vineva Achas. Well, let's say that only by one theft is true. Habashtek Nevos, Nimkar Benisha, it's not actually a question, it's a proposal. Maybe you would say that what she sold only once is if he's only stole once. But if he stole twice, then he sold twice in succession. So for each incident of theft, he's only sold once. But if there are multiple incidents of theft, for each incident, he's sold again. So says the Rabbi Yirmiyah, boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked one a few of his classic questions, which are not here in the Bavli. First of all, Goyim Mishal Shufus. He stole from partners. Ma'at Avala, what do you do? It's Kignevah, it's like one slave theft, he could only be sold once. Or Kishtegnevah, he could be sold twice. Also, Goyinev, he was stealing with Mitzi Belilah, but he completed the act of taking it out of the owner's Rishus at night. Is that like two thefts? Because he started silly and then he only finished after the darkness, right? Neymar im yodu bo abaylim ben asayim. Let's say like this. If the owners found out between the two thefts,
Shnei Gneibel Sim. That's what divides us. What you say by Shabbos, Yidias Mechalkos. The awareness is what divides. Lim Lav, and if not Gneiva Achasim. If the owner does not find out about it, it's one Gneiva, one long Maisa Gneiva from beginning to end. Okay? And there's only one selling in that case. Okay, new Mishnah. Arusa, the Shomer Siyova, a woman who is now Rusa. Oh, by the way, the last case of Rabbi Yirmi Aser, not in the Bavli. Arusa v'Shomer Siyova, a woman is Arusa or waiting for Yavam. Lo shoyse, she can't drink. Lo tel suva, nor she can't suva. Shema says, Asher tiste isha tachas isha, a woman under her husband. Now we don't know the direction that yet, quite, but means fully married. Okay. Not a Rusa Shemeris Yova. No, good question. No, not good enough. Someone's actually going to deal with it obliquely, though, not directly. Says Mo'avinitma! So you do a favorite thing, you know, you and Larry Feder. People know Sir Zika. Okay, they're rare. Have all of Shas covered like that.
Practically, actually. Does it become
it's like they call the Minchas Chinuch call, they call it Sefer Tumtum Vandragonus. So they call Shas Sefer Pigel Nosar Zika Brera. Okay. Says when it's true the Zika you almost never have outside of Yavamas, very rarely. Says in Mishnah, excuse me. I should say Shatanzi Shavid Ma Patla Rusa Shares Yava. Amalakai Gogushalkunadi, what if she was Mizana but she was in a forbidden marriage? Mamzerson is seen at least throw all these forbidden marriages. Mamzer Nasi Lo Shari says she doesn't drink, Lo tells Suva she doesn't get a Suva either. Because, you know, she's forbidden the marriage, so therefore we gotta make her drink. But we wanted to get divorced, so therefore we take away her Suva.
The marriage is Chal.
Right, the marriage is Chal. But she doesn't.
She's not eligible.
Not eligible for drinking, right. Says it might be Ashkena. Why can't we give her to drink? Gzerisakosov. It's a Gzerisakosov. Via Ish es Ishto Ella Kohen. He brings his wife to the Kohen. Now, there's two different ways of darshan here. The smash of the Korban Eid is correct, so give the Korban Eid first. Korban Eid says, it says Ishto twice in the Pasuk. It says not here, but elsewhere. It says another time Ishto. So it says Ishto twice, so therefore that means that it's also not just his wife by Erusin, but his wife by Nisuin. That's the way the Korban Eid learns the sugya. Okay, Moshe learns the sugya, and we learn it out from, oh, it's opposite. That was the Pnei Moshe. No. I made a mistake. Kormeya learns that from the meaning of the word Isha in and of itself, not from the extra pasuk. It's the emotional learns that because it says Ishto twice. Kormeya says the word Ishto means his wife fully. What's his wife fully? Only after Nisui. That's the way the Kormeya learns. The emotional learns says Isha twice. That's you learn it from. Okay? So that means a woman who's Nisua is the one who undergoes this process. Says Mara Loi Kaneila. It says in our Mishnah the stira doesn't count, but it sounds like the kinoi can be done while she's still not rusa or shemes yavam. Why does that count? It says, I'll tell you why. It's a good question. Because Torah Amra, the Torah says v'kineis ishto. It says kineis ishto v'kineis ishto. Now here again we have a difference in how to learn this. According to Karmel, we learn how it says ishto twice, right? So it's a mute after a mute. And that's a ribui. What is called a ribui? Even mikzas ishto, even if they only did so far a erusin. Nevertheless, you can already do a skir kinoi, right? It says es ishto twice, emil tachamir del rabba, so you can even do kinoi during erusin. That's the way the Korban Eda learns. The May Moshe learns that we learn from the extra word es. Could just say Vikine Ishto. What does it say? Vikine Es Ishto. It's going to tell us that even if she's an Arusa, not quite fully married, right? Says Gemara, Masnisa, our Mishnah, should be the low Kibbe Shammai. It's not like Kibbe Shammai, the Korban Eid says. Why it's not like Kibbe Shammai? Because the Shammai tells Ksuva Lo Shosa. The Shammai says she gets a Ksuva and she doesn't drink.
meaning that if she doesn't drink, she does, she still gets her ksuva, right? Even though she doesn't drink the sota water, she still gets her ksuva when she's divorced. That's what it says here, right?
But if she refuses to drink, she goes out without the ksuva.
Nali be shame. Shame no tells ksuva v'lo shosa. What?
I don't think we had that earlier.
No, no, no. Right, be shame says even though she's not drinking, she'll still get some ksuva.
So what's the?
So our mission can't be going to be shame.
But what's the svara? I mean, why she'll never want to drink? She gets a ksuva anyway.
Yeah.
Why would she endanger her life by...
You're saying good. You're saying good. Lenin Sechlin said it's only talking about... Bisham is only talking about Mace Balo. Her husband died. It's not like she can drink. The question is where she gets a ksuva in that case. Bisham says yes, Bisul says no. Right. And that's a kula Bisham. So it says, Mara, I'm Rabbi Yisrael, said, Taman! There... Tamay Beishama is different. Our mission is Takanat Beishama. You want to say our mission is Beishama. Why do you want to say our mission is Beishama? Because our mission says that in the case of Makaniter, Arusa. So, and then you marry her, so she goes out without a ksuba. Hi, it's Ali Beishama. There's more, no, I'm Rabbi Yossi, Tama Tamaya Beishamai. The other reason Beishamai is Domin, they say, Beishamai, they say that she says, the girl says, Harvali Bailey Vani Shoisa, bring back my husband from the dead, I'll drink. So it's not fair to make her lose a ksuva. But Ramach, but here in the Testament Aleph, Yodasa Yis Shein Arusa Shoisa. You stinker, you. You knew an Arusa doesn't drink, right? So once you accepted Kinoi as an Arusa, before you got married, you should have asked your husband to be Mavato the Kinoi. Since you weren't there, you should have asked him. You didn't. And then you went and you did Stira, you little Rishar, you. That means that you knew what you get yourself into. We're not going to give you a Ksuva, right? Why she put herself in the Sufik? Because the Gemara is saying this, we're going to pass it from Ksuva because this meaning that we're going to get a psychic to her. Now it's interesting. The Ursa Meir says from this very interesting point. The Mishnah Meir says that if you have relations with a woman and then you're Mekadosh her afterwards, you have marriage out of relations out of wedlock, and then you marry her, so you can't give her to drink. Obviously, because you're not free of sin because you engage in premarital relations, but you have to give her a ksuva because it's your fault. So the Gemara says it's not true. We see that over here, it's just as much her fault, right? Because in this case over here, we're saying that since she should have known better, she loses a ksuva. So there too, she shouldn't have gone out and married him. She should have known better. Since she went out and married him anyway. So therefore, if she ever then engages in stira after a kinoi, we make her lose her ksuva. And so the Sameach learns it. But the truth is, it's not 100% comparable. Because in our case, he gave her a kinoi when she was in Arusa. She could have asked him before she married him to be Mevatel the kinoi. Since she didn't ask him, it's really her responsibility that she got usher, and therefore she shouldn't get a ksuva. But there... Once you have relations with your husband before marriage, even if you both become Bali Tshuvim, Tzadikim, Gemurim, that blemish always stays on you. And that the Sota waters can't check you. So there she really couldn't be misaking herself. So it's not fair to penalize her over there. I don't know if the SML is correct, but it's not fair to penalize her over there, because what's she going to do? Over here, she could have been misocking herself by telling her husband, her fiancé, to cancel the kinoi. If she didn't do it, it's her fault. She should lose her ksuva. But there, it's already like beyond repair, because they had premarital relations, and that's a blemish on their record forever. So therefore, since that's a blemish on their record forever, what's she going to do? So therefore, if she does get married and she does get into a compromising situation, could be Shitaka doesn't lose her ksuba in that case. That's my reputation.
Now, excuse the vernacular, they're shacking up.
I knew you were going to say that.
Dr. Laura.
Yeah.
So
when you say, you have to say Dr. Laura Shlita.
Yes. Only for you.
Yes. So can he give her kinoi?
No.
Right, so that's...
No, but he can't even give her kinoi, they become BTs.
Okay.
They become big bali tshuva. Too bad. Can't do it. It's a blemish. It seems that way. It seems a blemish on the record forever.
There was a case today on Dr. Laura where they were
shocked. Of
Saita. And because of her listening to the program, she decided she wanted to get married to the guy.
Got married? Oh, well, it's happily ever after. Okay, the tape is about to end, but I didn't realize it would go so... All right, what can I do? I'll have to stop. So it says somewhere, Rabbi Yehuda boy, Kamadate, I didn't bring an extra tape with me. Here, boy, Kamadate, Mertamon. Mike, by the time I go and get one, so it's too late. So it says, Rabbi Yehuda boy, Kamadate, Mertamon, yes, just like we said over there, Kines Ishto. Bikines Ishto. It's now again, according to the Pnei Moshe Dashi, the extra S. According to Carmel, we're dashing the fact that it says Kines Isto twice. So in this, we dash, I feel Miktas Isto. Even if she's only a little bit his wife, you can already do Kinui, right? The Kavaso, what do we do with Tachas Isheich? Do we say Tachas Isheich means I feel Miktas Isheich? Even if he's a little bit her husband? Now, Lord Samuel gives a very interesting shot on this. He says, what do you mean a little bit her husband? Maybe we'll say that there's even Stira by Narusa. Why don't we say that? Just like we say Tacha Es Ishto, right? Es Ishto means Afilu Miktas Ishto. There's Kinoi, Bikini Es Ishto. Let's say Tacha Zishayach means even if she only quasi husband, there's also Stira. Why stop with Kinoi? Do Stira also? How you say by the Rusa is also Stira. So it says my won't work. Hechavita. How do you want it to work? Kinoi Lo Da Rusa. He wanted to be Makani when she's still Arusa. Vikinso, and then he marries her. Vinistra, and then she gets Stira. Takimashko Sokunuya. That's her, it's already a wife at the time of the Stira, right? Kinilo there Shamaris Yovam, Saiti Kinilo Shamaris Yovam, Vikinso, and then he marries her Vinistra. Takimashko Sokunuya. That works as well. So what case do you want to tell me? From Taxi Sheikh. Kinilo Oda Arusa. They did. He was...